This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. A high voter turnout of over 62.37% has been reported in the 102 Lok Sabha seats which went to polls in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections yesterday. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from various walks participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave in a dazzling display of civic responsibility and pride. The 102 constituencies are spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. A total of 1,625 candidates were in the frame this phase. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbananda Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Sundararajan and Jitin Prasada, Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath, and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate was sealed in the EVMs yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said yesterday there was a great response for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked all those who voted. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today. The filing of papers for the phase ended last evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls began on Thursday. 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. Simultaneously, notification was issued for single-phase assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and the first phase of assembly polls in Odisha for 28 constituencies. The election campaign for the second phase of the Lok Sabha election has intensified in Karnataka, where elections will be held on the 14 seats in the southern part of the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in the state today afternoon. He will address a public rally near Chokkahalli village in Chikkabalapura district and another at Bengaluru Palace grounds in the evening. He will campaign for the party candidates of 6 constituencies in both places. The JDS, which has a coalition with BJP, has fielded its candidate from Kolar and will be joining the public rally of the Prime Minister today. Congress has been campaigning in this region with Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and DK Shivakumar, both of whom shared the stage with Congress leader Rahul Gandhi in Kolar a few days back. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah is campaigning in Mysore and Mandya constituencies, while DK Shivakumar is campaigning in Mandya today. With only a few days left for Lok Sabha polls in Kerala on the 26th of April, the 3 major political fronts are campaigning in full swing. Today, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman is campaigning for NDA in Thiruvananthapuram. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will visit Chalakudi, Pathanamthitta and Thiruvananthapuram constituencies for the UDF campaign today. Meanwhile, CPI National General Secretary D. Raja will campaign for LDF in Wayanad today, and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan is campaigning in Vadakara today. India delivered the first batch of BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles to the Philippines yesterday. According to official sources, the first batch was delivered on board transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The Philippines is acquiring the system under the Horizon 2 of the Revised Armed Forces of the Philippines Modernization Program. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 177 runs, Lucknow overhauled the score in 19 overs, posting 180 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.